So I got a text the other day from somebody, multiple people actually, but the text just said, Jaime had a stroke. Like they were asking me if I knew information, I guess. And I had no idea what they were talking about. And I said, what? I said, what are you talking about? Like Jaime said he had a stroke. I said, what do you mean he had a stroke? Is he all right? What's going on? He goes, he posted about it. I said, where? Online. I said, I know that. Where online? Like on Facebook. He's got everything. Snapchat, Instagram. And they said it was on his Facebook. So I go and immediately start looking at his Facebook. So the first thing I'm thinking, you know, when you hear somebody had a stroke, you're thinking, you know, they're partially paralyzed or whatever. And they got to, you know, all this physical therapy they got to go through to hopefully awaken. That's, I'm thinking the worst. And then I saw that he at least posted something himself. I could tell by the grammatical errors. And I thought, okay, well, he's at least being able to type on Facebook and stuff, so can't be that bad. And then as I'm reading what he's saying, the person that's texting me is transcribing the post to me. I don't need you to... I'm reading it myself. I have internet. So anyway, Jaime's here alive and well. What happened exactly? You didn't have any signs whatsoever that you were having a stroke.
No, I had a stroke. It's been about 4 weeks now, 4 weeks ago. But I didn't know it was a stroke. I thought it was just like... I smoked some bad weed that f***ed me up. But no, it was a stroke. And so what it was is that I had the tattoo that night, and it was like $300, and the dude gave me $100 worth of weed. Then I went home, and I hit it. Man, that f***ed me up so bad that when I got up off my couch to go get food, it's like it was two people in my body, because I felt like there was a demon in me, because this hand, this leg, I wanted to go to the right, but it would go to the left. But the kitchen's to the right, and I'm like, I can't get to the kitchen. And so I'm like, damn. So I drug the damn hand and the leg over to the kitchen and got me some chicken and some mac and cheese. But then the plate, when I had the plate with the food in it, the plate just flipped it over, right? Like something just made it throw, like threw it off the food, just like boom, it slipped, like it spilled. And so I said, man, there's something wrong with me, man. This arm and his leg, it's got their own mind, right? And so I went ahead and grabbed it with the other hand. I picked up all the food and put it in the plate. And then I took my ass down and I ate some chicken and I got some more chicken, but it was kind of hard to stand up. And I took the chicken to the plate and I eat it over by the couch. And then I was like, man, this food got me fucked up.
But yeah, at this point, you're thinking you're high. You're not thinking anything else other than the fact that you're high. Yeah.
And this is the first time I ever been, I was just first time I ever felt that way on weed. And so sure enough, I just went to sleep. And then Summer was out of town. She went to go get her some test in Iowa for her doctor, whatever. And which came out to me, man, look, man, I'm all f***ed up. I don't know what, but that weed's no good. Don't smoke it. Throw that. And it was a lot of weed, too. I said, just throw it away.
Did you return it? You kept the receipt?
I threw it away. And sure enough, she said, what's wrong? And I said, man, my whole left side feels like it's numb. Like, you know, she said, well, you feel anything else? I said, no, I feel great. You know, just that I can't. It feels numb. You touch it, it's like dead. It's like, yeah, numb, but I can move it and everything. But it's like tingling. And it's not tingling either. It's like, just numb, you know, like a numb cold.
Like it
kind of
fell asleep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like that. And so it's my whole right side and except kind of to my hands. I'm good with my hands. Like from here up to the hand, I'm good. And then sure enough, but it's like, I don't know, it's numb. And then I said, you know what, man? Let me check, see if you ain't got no stroke signs. Because it could be a stroke. She said, but no, you ain't got no signs showing it. No other signs. And I said, maybe I should check my doc. Call my doctor. She said, "Yeah, do that." And I said, "No, my doctor probably don't know what the hell he's doing, man. Let me call you. Let me make an appointment with George. Let me appointment with her doctor, right?"
Yeah.
And her doctor was 3 weeks ahead because she was booked up 3 weeks, and so I made an appointment with her. And then 3 weeks later, you know, I've been running and jogging, and everything.
You've been posting his workouts online.
Yeah, I was going to work. I was doing all kinds of and. Man, that when I came and I went to go see the doctor, her doctor, she said, man, your blood pressure is high. You need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the hospital right now. We can't treat you here like this. And so sure enough, I went over there. And then I went to my doctor. He told me the same thing. And then I went ahead and went to the damn hospital. And that's when they told me I had a stroke.
And you were transported by ambulance to the hospital, right? Because they told you couldn't drive or anything?
No. I went to the hospital close to my doctor's office, which is in Irving, which is Baylor. And then after that, you know, they didn't have the some other some good stroke doctors there. So they said, we're going to send you to Baylor of Dallas. They got the best
The stroke doctor.
And so they sent me over there, and they did a CT scan and shit. And then they showed that I had a stroke. Well, they did a CT scan at the one in Irvine. That's when they told me I had a stroke. And then they sent me to the one over there in Dallas. And right there, it just came in there, watched me. My blood pressure was like 255. And they kept trying to bring it down. It kept going back up to 250. It went to 260. Then it came down all the way to like 190. Then went back up to 240. You know, it just kept on going back and forth. So they said, man, your blood pressure is
That's bad when the doctor says that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said, we got to get under control, man. And so sure enough, they did. 3 days later, they stuck me like 1,000 times. So I was like, and I don't like needles, man, but it was crazy.
So you were in the hospital for 3 days.
Yeah.
At Baylor. And of course, that you can't have visitors. Because I felt bad knowing that you're in the hospital for so long. But
I could have visitors.
Oh, you could? Even with COVID?
Yeah, because I had a COVID test done too, and I came out negative, so they said you could have visitors.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, I thought you couldn't because of COVID.
I just had one visitor, so I just had Summer come. She kept coming back and forth. She was there all through the whole thing.
Oh, okay. And you couldn't, like, I couldn't show up, right?
But if I wanted you to come once, yeah.
Oh.
It could only be that one person that day.
I see. Else. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were having a stroke.
Yeah, man. Thank God that I didn't have no real crazy stroke, you know. And when you thank God I didn't have another stroke too, because I was working out with high blood pressure. And shit,
right.
I jogged that whole damn Bachman Lake. I jogged the whole lake one day.
He did.
With a stroke.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, I would have bet you would have murdered before you had a stroke.
That's like 3 miles. Or something. And I was like. Now I'm just trying to rest, man. Take it easy, you know. I might walk in there, but like go to the store some shit.
Eric says you have a better chance of being murdered at Bachman Lake than having a stroke.
No, Bachman Lake's pretty clean. I don't see no murders. Eric, you just scared. You live on Cliff, you want to be scary, nigga. Get out.
Eric's not scared. He went to a super Eric's spreader event.
Cliff. He tried to move to Frisco. You tried to move to Frisco, bro?
No, he's moving to he moved to HEB.
Yeah, I already moved.
Yeah,
Addison is more hood than Oak Cliff.
You moved to Addison?
He was.
I did. I was, but then my car got stolen, so I left.
They stole your car in Addison?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And it was like the worst car he had. It was your Cadillac, right?
No, it was my other one. It was my Nissan.
Oh, I thought it was your old one. I was like, do you have them parked right next to each other and they take the worst one?
That's crazy.
No, but Eric went to a super spreader event. That's why we're doing this virtually, by the way. And I don't know how this is going to sound because we're using new hardware. We're testing it out because let's say one day in the future, we can travel again and we can do things and we get back to somewhat of a normal life. I could go to the Star Trek convention and not have to do a best of or have Eric host the show or whatever. I could still do the show from my hotel room. Because you don't like hosting, you get all nervous and stuff. I mean, I don't mind, but I know, like when my leg was broken, you. Because you don't know what
to do.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's fine. I don't mind. I enjoy listening to shows where I'm not on it, to be honest with you. But
there's so many
but,
of them.
I didn't want to step on any toes that were on your broken leg.
No, you could step on them all you want. I can't feel them.
Oh, is that what?
Okay. I'm like Jaime.
So you're like Jaime.
Yeah.
Like she didn't have a stroke?
My toes are numb. Actually, my leg is, like, the shin area is numb, but that's because of all the surgeries and plates and all that stuff. But,
oh, okay.
Not to detract from the insanity that this well-planned out show is.
Yeah.
After listening to last week's show, we were about 3 minutes away from ending the show before you mentioned your broken leg. We almost made a whole
show without mentioning the broken leg. What was that about?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Why did I bring it up?
Who knows? I mean, it's like, hey, we're going to talk about the Normandy invasion of Europe. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Hey, did you see that part in Saving Private Ryan where that guy lost his leg?
It reminded me of my injury. Uh-huh. Yeah. By the way, next week is our last show for the year, and it's our Christmas show, and it's coming up again. So just be prepared.
Oh, sure.
It's a stocking stuffer.
I wanted to point that out.
Yeah, it's a stocking stuffer. They stuffed my stocking.
God.
But the reason why we're doing this show virtually is because Eric decided, you know, he booked this trip months ago and he told me about it. And at the time he booked the trip, we thought that things might be better by the end of the year. But, you know, obviously they're not. And so instead of being like a responsible person, instead of being like a Fauci ambassador and saying, hey, you know what? The airlines would give full refunds now. I'm just going to cancel the trip. I'm not going to go to this event. I'm not going to go to Universal Studios or wherever you want. But he decided to go anyway. And we decided to not have all of us back in studio when we just had somebody in another hot. He went from one hot zone to another hot zone. Chances are he's got COVID. You did get tested, though, right?
No, I haven't got tested yet. Oh, I was just monitoring myself because you're supposed to get tested 5 days after you feel like you've been exposed to.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing?
What?
You're talking to Eric, or are you talking to Tristan?
I was talking to Tristan.
I mean, it kind of fit the conversation too. Yeah. Right? Like, that's what I was.
Yeah, my bad.
What are you doing?
So today marks the 5th day. I feel fine. I don't feel like I'm coming down with anything, nothing like that. But tomorrow I did schedule me a rapid COVID test.
You getting it
so
for free?
Or? No, you pay $25.
That's it. Where'd you get it from?
Yeah.
CVS?
I'll tell you offline because I don't want everyone to know.
Yeah. Because so. I know I'm going to have my family members all tested before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be my Christmas gift to them, actually. That's a perfect Christmas gift.
Well, if you go to the hospital, they're going to test you, man. They test you when you go to the hospital.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll break their legs so they have to go to the hospital, get surgery, and then they'll do a COVID test. And it just charges to them, and I don't have to pay for it. It's easy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, we didn't want to all be in the same room with Eric. So we decided we would do a virtual show. Okay. Our last one of the year, testing out this new equipment. So again, I don't know how it's going to sound. Might sound great. Might sound horrible. It may not even be recording at this moment. I have no clue. We've never used this before. But next week, we'll be back in studio for our final show. We can't have Jaime there because the increase in coronavirus cases in our area, we are capped at a certain point. And so, you know, it's only going to be us four.
A certain weight limit.
Yeah, we can only have a certain weight limit in there. And Jaime was getting to that weight limit because he knew about it before the Christmas show. But then he can't work out right now. So it is what it is. The cause of the stroke, they're saying, is because of the weed.
What?
Well, that's what I say.
But
because the weed makes the blood pressure go high. And that's what it was. It shot my blood pressure up high.
Yeah.
And boom.
So what is your doctor's concerned that you may have another one, or what do you do to avoid another one? How does that all work? What's the plan?
Well, I gotta go see him in 2 weeks. I guess another CT scan, see if that blood's gone. Because there's blood in my brain that's in my brain's gonna absorb this shit, but they want to make sure that it don't go nowhere else.
Right, a blood clot, right? Is that right?
No, blood.
Oh, just regular blood. Okay.
Yeah. And so I just gotta go get that taken care of in 2 weeks. And after that, I don't know what's going on after that.
But until then, you just have to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you haven't been working. You haven't done anything. We were going to, I was telling him this off air, but we were going to do a prank on Jaime this week. And I was telling once we found out about the stroke, we're like, we can't do this. We can't raise his blood pressure and then give him another stroke.
That's
so
crazy.
I didn't tell him what it is. So it may, in the near future, once you're better, you might get a random phone call. But Jaime knows how we operate pretty well, and so he might get it like the first 30 seconds of the call, but
maybe.
Yeah. It won't be us calling, by the way. It won't be like me doing a voice or Jerry Lewis calling you. It's going to be somebody totally different. So just FYI. And it will be somebody alive. It's not going to be somebody who died 4 years ago. But I think he'll get it. If we were putting money on it, I'm going to put money on it that he's going to get it within the first 30 seconds. But we'll figure that out next year. Next year, it'll be a thing because we're going to take a break for the holidays, stay inside, and then we'll figure out what our plan is for next year. Are you going to eat better now? Are you going to try to, because you were already trying to work out and then this happened. So what, like for me, I would be discouraged. I'd be like, well, heck, I mean, here I am working out, doing all the stuff I'm supposed to do. And
well,
I got a stroke.
I thank God, you know, I'm here for myself. I got to see my son and stuff. And now I'm just trying to take care of myself for him, you know?
Yeah.
That's about it.
And thankfully it didn't affect your hands or your eyesight or anything like that. That affects your livelihood as a tattoo artist. So we didn't need to lose you in 2020. Although we did talk about last time you were in studio, we did talk about how you should record your own eulogy. Remember, we joked about it, and then here we are. We didn't.
That's crazy. Man.
We don't. We don't need to lose you at the end of 20. We all lost something in 2020. We don't need to lose any more. So,
keep my damn pillow, man.
We do need to get that
eulogy, though.
Yeah, just in case.
We need to have that in the bank.
We should all do, especially because of coronavirus, we should all do our eulogies and just save them.
No, I'll have Jaime do everyone's.
That's a good idea. We should do everyone's eulogy, and then we'll just save it, and then when one of us dies, we'll just play it on the show. With some best of clips.
That'd be janky, man. But well, you know, it's all right.
You know how some like news organizations after like, or like entertainment shows, like after an actor gets to a certain point or they had cancer or something, it looks like they're going to die at any day, they go ahead and pre-produce their reels and stuff. That's what we're going to do for us. So that way we have it ready to go.
Like push play. Black Panther guy.
As long as Jaime doesn't go first, he can still do them live.
Yeah. Hopefully we all die before you so that you can just be the last one in studio doing the eulogy. And you're in charge of recasting, by the way. Gender swap.
It'd be like the end of the world and everybody like, okay, Hyman's gone. Okay, Michael's gone. It's just me.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Lady G.
Lady G. You and Lady G. Y'all inherit the show and recast and continue on. You and Lady G have to repopulate the show. The last two survivors, you have to repopulate the show.